I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The U.S. State Department today said the oil gushing from a well in the Gulf of Mexico is a matter between the United States and a private company, and it won't affect the special relationship between the U.S. and British governments. But in Britain, some are concerned their nation's image has been damaged, and some blame that on disparaging remarks by President Obama. British Prime Minister David Cameron is expected to bring the matter up when he calls the president over the weekend. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
BP's image, some say, is about as tarred and dirty as the oil now washing up on the coastlines of Louisiana and Florida. But of growing concern to politicians here is what they see as a different kind of leak, one that sees BP's bad reputation spilling over into all things British. London Mayor Boris Johnson has had just about enough.
Well, I do think there's something slightly worrying about the rhetoric, the anti-British rhetoric that seems to be permeating from America, and I would like to see a certain amount of a bit of cool heads and a bit of calm reflection about how to deal with this problem rather than endlessly buck-passing and name-calling.
A former Minister of Industry is fuming even more. Norman Tebbit served under Margaret Thatcher and championed the cause of business. Now in the House of Lords, he's watched President Obama's sharp comments about BP with increasing frustration. Tebbit used his blog to accuse Mr. Obama of what he calls a crude, bigoted, xenophobic display of partisan political presidential petulance against what is, after all, a multinational company.
It has a very large number of American employees, very large American business, with a lot of people dependent on it for their jobs. Somebody should give a sharp jerk on Mr. Obama's collar.
But the former leader of the Conservative Party, Michael Howard, is pleading for a little more perspective.
We need to bear in mind, we on this side of the Atlantic, just what we would feel like if an American company had been responsible for the biggest oil spill in our history and had admitted that there were shortcomings in the way in which it had planned its operations, as BP pretty well has. I think we would be pretty cross with that American company.
In fact, American-owned Occidental Petroleum operated an offshore rig that exploded in 1988 in the North Sea, killing 167 workers. John Hofmeister is the former president of Shell Oil and the author of a book on relations between the industry and the public. He says BP should have anointed one of its American executives to be the public face of the company instead of the oh-so-British Tony Hayward.
Because Americans will not pile on other Americans the way they would pile on a foreign executive. We saw what happened to the chairman of Toyota when he came to the U.S., and he was reduced to tears.
With few tears being shed for BP, though, Prime Minister David Cameron is set to get directly involved, with plans to call the president this weekend. That's because as the company's share prices plummet, so do the value of the investments of some of the U.K.'s biggest pension funds. Sir Christopher Mayer is the former British ambassador to the United States. He believes Cameron needs to stress to Mr. Obama that there is a British interest at stake.
The survival of the company is in the long-term national British interest, and it is a vital interest. I think what we would look for is perhaps less megaphone from the US administration, which has its own impact on the share price and value of the company.
There is one other fact that might stir the president to tone down the rhetoric. 39% of BP is owned by American investors. If the share price continues to fall, if the U.S. government follows through on threats to force BP to suspend its dividend payments, it wouldn't just punish the company. A lot of Americans would end up poorer as well. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.